This week's Middle East summit in Jordan is over, and critics on both sides already are complaining. Israeli settlers protested Ariel Sharon's promise to remove some settlements from the West Bank, and Yasser Arafat said that promise offered nothing tangible. To conclude a Morning Edition series of commentaries on the Middle East peace process, Palestinian journalist Daoud Kutab says further negotiations might be accepted more easily if they're done with a lower profile.
The high-profile meetings between President Bush and the Palestinian and Israeli prime ministers present U.S. foreign policy with a rare opportunity. An empowered Palestinian prime minister has been appointed, and the Israeli cabinet has given its grudging approval. The roadmap for peace seems to have the green light from all parties. But for this peace mobile to keep moving on this bumpy road, the Bush administration needs to work overtime to keep the momentum of the past few weeks going. Both Jewish settlers and their right-wing supporters and Palestinian militants opposed to the peace process look at the roadmap and see many opportunities to derail it. They should not be allowed to succeed. All parties to the summit now have a lot of work to do within their own communities as well as with each other. Focusing attention on average Palestinian and Israeli men and women would lower the ideological tone of this conflict. The occupation and humiliation of Palestinian society must stop. So must the attempts to terrorize Israelis. What the past few years have proven is that there is no military or violent solution to the conflict. No matter what violence may come from either side, both parties must keep talking in a public demonstration of defiance of their radicals. Signs of hesitation will be an invitation for carnage. At the same time, now that the summit is over, backdoor negotiations must commence immediately. Away from the public eye, the real concern of both peoples can be dealt with. A fair compromise is necessary to solve this centuries-old conflict. It should be worked out in secret and presented to the public as a package deal, which each side must approve or reject as a whole. Viewed in isolation, any single clause in the agreement can look unfair or unjust. This will prevent radicals from knowing what compromises are being worked out. It will keep them off balance, unable to mount a successful campaign to derail the peace process. This is exactly how the first Palestinian-Israeli Memorandum of Understanding was reached in Oslo, as well as the Dayton Accords to solve the Kosovo conflict. The points of agreement reached in Taba in January 2001 and the vision of President Bush are a good place to start now. In Taba, Palestinian and Israelis traded documents about Jerusalem and solutions to the Palestinian refugee issue. They told reporters afterwards that they had never been closer to a solution. Non-stop public negotiations with strong U.S. involvement, as well as behind-the-scenes talks, can lead to a lasting peace based on the creation of an independent, viable Palestinian state alongside a safe and secure state of Israel.
The comments of Daoud Kutab, director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University in Ramallah.